is a tight at household level, but some of the spending priorities remain, like on ensuring that you and your family are covered in the event of a health event. And there are different products out in the marketplace. So what's the difference between getting medical aid as opposed to health insurance cover, and which is cheaper if indeed that's the case? Well, to take us through the pros and the cons, I'm joined on the line by Will van der Lee. He's the Chief Technology Officer at Episodic Health. Thank you very much, Will, for joining us. Now, when it comes to health cover, you'll often hear South African consumers talking more about medical aid cover and less about health insurance cover. What's the difference between the two?
Good evening. Well, medical insurance has been around in the market for a long time, and for the longest time it has been the premier product that has been advertised and spoken about and sold to individuals and to groups. Health insurance came around a few years ago, and it was introduced by insurance players to try and get something into the market that was more affordable. And the only way to do that was to get away from the limitations or the restrictions
yes.
that a medical scheme has to provide.
In terms of the health insurance cover, does it necessarily include prescribed minimum benefits?
No, it doesn't necessarily include prescribed minimum benefits. And that is really the key. So when we compare these two things, the one easy answer that we always reach for is that medical schemes are governed by the Council of Medical Schemes.
Yes.
Whereas health insurance are governed by the FSCA under the long-term or the short-term insurance act.
Hmm.
Now, that's a convenient answer, and it gives us a clue to what's going on here. But for consumers, it's not a very helpful answer. Nobody really buys one of these products based on who's governing it.
Hmm.
So we look at what is covered, what the price of that cover is, and then what the limitations or the restrictions are on those benefits, which tell us how they physically work.
Yes.
And then somewhere in the middle there lies our answer.
So
unfortunately, most medical aids and most health insurances have got vast differences, but there are some general similarities.
Now, when it comes to the issue of waiting time from the time that you've bought cover for either medical aid cover or health insurance cover, are there any differences there?
Yeah, so a medical aid will have a 3-month general waiting period. So that means you join, and you have to wait a period of time, 3 months, before you can claim on certain benefits. There will also be condition-specific exclusions, so pre-existing conditions that you disclose. There will be a 12-month waiting period on those. And usually your accidental events will be covered immediately.
Mm.
Now, in health insurance, the same thing happens. But because the health insurers were able to play around with the modeling of that waiting period, they can then model their risk in different ways, and so they can affect the premium. So a health insurance product will typically have a vast array of different waiting periods for the different benefits that form the basket of cover.
Yes.
Anything from 1 month to 12.
So what are the differences between the two types of cover when it comes to over-the-counter medicine costs?
This is getting into over-the-counter medicine costs. It's not something that all insurers will offer. It's quite a minor, call it that, benefit. But we will talk about the acute or the chronic medication that's available on a day-to-day level. So medical aids traditionally used to provide their day-to-day cover for day-to-day items through the medical savings account, which is essentially part of the premium held in a bank account.
Yes.
Health insurers, and this is really one of the magic parts of health insurance, started creating specific products that targeted day-to-day in a different way. So they provide unlimited access to a formulary of medication or unlimited access to GP consultations.
Mm.
Radiology, optometry, with limitations, obviously, and usually with networks, so that the premium could be kept low. And this was so attractive that medical aids actually start bundling this in to their products as well, especially when going to the group markets.
Yes. Now, what is
which makes it difficult to see the difference between the two.
So Will, just quickly tell us about what it is that you at Episodic Health do. Something tells me it's all in the name.
Yeah, it's not all in the name, but the name does play a part. The name was born out of different episodes of your life. As you progress through life, you have different financial needs, and your financial needs change with your life. And we are in the start of that journey, and the flagship product that we are running with now is the health insurance product.
Yes.
And it's specifically tailored to people who can't afford a health insurance. Can't afford a medical aid.
Okay.
So not a replacement for a medical aid. And it's very important to state that.
Yes.
But we cover four main aspects. We've mentioned the day-to-day section of cover, which looks at your out-of-hospital everyday needs. And then it starts to break out into more life insurance-like products.
Hmm.
So there's accident and casualty benefits, which are designed to provide big lump sums of money for stated amounts of cover for medical expenses in the event of an accident.
Right.
There's no waiting periods in these things, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
Then coupled with that is hospital benefits. These are never as rich as a medical aid. They can't be because of the cost involved.
Yes.
We could model those things in, but then our premium would shoot the roof.
Mm.
And we try and stick to the ethos that insurance is cover that's there for the unexpected events in life.
Hmm.
That said, there is cover for hospital events, and it usually is a form of cash amounts or stated amounts available for the duration of stay in the hospital.
Right.
Well, then it branches out into things which are more life insurance-like, which is cover for dread diseases or permanent disability in events of an accident. And because they still very much have a flavor of medical cover, they fit nicely within that basket. And the benefit of Episodic is we are able to flexibly add and remove different levels of cover in all of those cover regions within a basket of benefits.
Okay, super. Will, thank you very much for educating us on the distinction between medical aid and health insurance and telling us a little bit about your company. That was Will van der Lee. He's the Chief Technology Officer at Episodic Health.
The MoneyWeb Insider Gold subscription offers exclusive